Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Saw Kusibiya. Good morning.
Good morning, Abongile and listeners.
It's Thursday, Soku. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this wonderful 14th day of March, which is a Thursday. That's what I was going for. Now, we talk about tech startups, and I think for many people, they'll be sitting like, what are you talking about? But more important than that, the first African tech startup is going to be listing on a major global exchange. I'm excited.
Yes. So the company is called Jumia. It is based in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's filed to list an IPO at the New York Stock Exchange, which is a major deal. It's a major deal. And what this means is that it could actually even shoot up the value of the company to more than $1.6 billion. Jumia started in 2012. It was founded in Lagos as any startup, it gets backing from venture capital from different companies, and this is what happened. It was always going to be an e-commerce platform. So any mobile services that you can think of, paying online via mobile apps, for example, that's what it was going to be doing. It's expanded recently to include food services, so food deliveries, flights, classified deals. It's really grown over the 7 years that it's been in existence. And it just shows what can happen when people, really rally around a certain concept. So it's not just that you're a tech startup and then you do it on your own, but you need the tools, the environment, the infrastructure to make sure that you succeed. And Nigeria has provided that for this company as well. So in terms of being part of innovation hubs, mentorships, having the access to right type of customers, for example, and just providing services that people need. So if you think about Lagos and how populous it is, such companies do well because it's got the audience space. So before it even expands outside of Nigeria, when you've got that market unlock, your own market, then you can only thrive from there.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. And I suppose then we're going to be looking to buy shares, some of us. So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you
so very much. That is Saw Kusibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.